Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Krisis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Va'oid Sha'olon, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked, in addition to the previous Shailas, this is also what Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the marketplace when they went to buy meat for the chasana of Rabbi Gamliel's son. Ha'shoichet of some shechts, and we mean he shechts b'shoigig. Chamishazvachim, five karbanis, bachutz. Bachutz means outside of the Azara. And he does so behelam echad in one state of unawareness. He was not aware in the middle of doing these five karbanis what he was doing. So mahu, what is the din? Now, if you remember, we've learned this before, some of shechts a karban outside of the Azara, if he did that, b'mezid he would be chayiv karis. B'shoigeg, he has to bring a karban chatas. So this person shechted five. So he was over five times on the Yisro Shechitas Kachem B'chutz. So do I say Chayiv Achas Al Kulam, one Karban Chatas, on all the five Averas? After all, it's one Avera that he did, although he did it five times, but he didn't realize in the middle what he was doing. Or Achas Al Kul Achas V'Echas. Maybe he's Chayiv Achatas for each of the five. Although it's one Avera, well, I say he did do it five times. He shechted five Karbanais. Amru Loiser, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Akiva Lo Shemanu, we did not hear what the Allah is in that particular case. Amru Rabbi Yeshua said, even though I didn't hear what the Allah is in your particular Shaila, Shemati, I heard a different Allah that you'll be able to learn this Allah from that Allah. And what I heard, my Messiah is, in regard to Ba'oichle Mizevach Echa, the person ate from a carbon before the Zrikas Hadam, Bachamisha Tamchuyin. It was cooked differently, each one had a different taste. And he did so behelamech, in one state of unawareness, meaning he didn't chap in the middle that he was eating hegdish before Zrika Saddam. So the din is shuchayiv, he's chayiv, a karbin al kol echad ve'echad on each one of the dishes that he ate, meshum mi'ila, because he was moil behegdish. Moil behegdish means having hanah from hegdish, unauthorized, not in a way that he's supposed to. So basically what we see over here is, even though it was the same aveda, but because it was different types of dishes, let's say with a different taste, so it's considered separate averus. V'roya ani shadvarim kal v'chaymer, says Rabbi Yeshua, if we're eating from one carbon with different dishes, he's chayv several karbanais, so for sure, in your case, we shechted five separate karbanais. For sure he should be chayv a carbon for each one separately. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Loikach Shaul Rabbi Akiva. No, that wasn't the Shaila they asked Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva would have never answered from this case of the person eating from the carbon before the Zrikas Hadam. Because here he's having hana. He had physical pleasure from each of the five dishes. How can you compare that to the case of where he shechts? He doesn't have any physical pleasure in shechting. Your stomach is not full when you shecht. Ella rather, Rabbi Akiva asked a different shayla. Rabbi Akiva asked, "Be'oichel, someone ate five kizesim of noiser. Noiser again means karbanis that were left after the deadline that you were allowed to eat it. So he ate five kizesim of noiser, mechamisha zvachim from five different karbanis, but behelam echad in one state of unawareness. He didn't realize at any point in the middle what he was doing. Ma, what is the din? Chayev is ichayev one chatas for all five." Is he chayiv achas al kulan, or achas, he's chayiv one karban chatas, al kol achas v'achas, on each one separately. Amrulai, and on this, you're asking me a shayla about eating, so they brought a raya from eating. In both cases, he has physical hana. Amrulai, Sir Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua said, lo shemano, I didn't hear what the din is. But, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, even though I didn't hear beferish, your shayla, which was about eating noiser from five different karbanais without realizing in the middle what he was doing. But Shemati, I did hear a similar case, also an eating case. Ba'oichel mizevach echad. Someone ate from one karban prior to the Zrika Saddam. Bechamisha temchuyim. Five different dishes. Behelam echad. Didn't chap in the middle of what he was doing. One state of unawareness. Shu chayiv. He's chayiv. A karban al kol achas v'achas on each time that he ate. Mishum mi'ila, because of the isser of being moil behegdash, of having enough from hegdash. V'royani, and it would appear to me, shadvarim kal v'chaymer. If eating one carbon with different dishes means you're chayiv separate carbonis, for sure, if he ate from different carbonis, he would be chayiv a separate chatas. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Yeshua, im halacha, if this was a halacha you were makabel from your rebbein, that he's chayiv five chatas, for eating five different kizesim of noisa from five different carbonis and the kabel, I'm a kabel the din. But v'im ladin, if you're learning it from a kal v'chaymer, from mi'ila, which means to have enough from hegdish without reshus, not in a heterodic way, yes, shuva, I think we can refute this kal v'chaymer. We can answer to this kal v'chaymer. Amalai, so Yeshua said, okay. Hashav, so answer. What's your kasha on the kal v'chaymer? Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva said, loy, you can't learn my shaila, which is the five kizesim of noiser from a halacha by mi'ila. Im amarta bit mi'ila, you know why, when it comes to mi'ila for being moyel behegdish, that he's chayiv for each maisa. Because in general, the halachis of using hegdish without reshus, the halachis of mi'ila are much more strict than other dinim. In what way do we see that? Sha'asaba, because you see the pasuk considers as hamaychel, the din of a person who gives someone else to eat hegdish, ka'oichel, just like he ate himself. If I give my friend food that shayach to hegdish, or a chefetz of hegdish, which isn't royally achila, and my friend takes it, or he has hanor from that chefetz, I, the one who gave it to him, I am chayiv in the halachis of me'ila. That means I have to pay the karen, the base amount, plus a chaymish, and to bring a carbon asham mi'ila, it's a special carbon asham. As if I myself ate it. And the second person who took it, my friend, he's potter. Because mi'ila, explains about tanura, is for the person who took it out of the reshus of hegdish. And therefore, when I gave this food to my friend, or this item to my friend, I'm the one that took it out of the reshus of hegdish. And therefore, it's the giver that would be chayiv al tzmi'ila. So this is a very unique halacha. A very interesting chumrah that's exclusive to mi'ila. Again, shari asaba is hamaychel, the one who gives the food is ka'eichel. He would have the dinner like the person who eats it himself. V'hamahana, if I gave my friend something to have hanah from, that belongs to hegdish, kanahena, it's as if I had hanah from it. Now let me tell you another chumrah by mi'ila, which shows us you can't learn from Me'ila, because Me'ila generally is more strict. We see that the Pasuk Tseiraf connects HaMe'ila Lizman Merubah even for a long period of time. To be Ivory Me'ila, you have to have enough for a Shava Prutas. Let's say I have enough from Hegdish, a half a Pruta, and afterwards another half a Pruta. It doesn't make a difference how much time passed between the two. It always connects to say, now you have a sum total of having enough from a shava pruta and your chayiv, the halachis of mila. So because of these chumrais, it makes sense to say, okay, there's another chumra, that for each action, you're chayiv separately. Taimer b'noiser, but can you say the same for noiser? She'im b'echad mikal elu, doesn't have any of these chumrais. There's no din by noiser, that someone who gives the noiser is chayiv. There's no din that if somebody had a half a kazayas and a very long time later, another half a kazayas, that you connect the two, there's a shear. It's a very short shear. Talked about tenura. So Rabbi Akiva asked this kasha on the kal v'chaymer, but did Rabbi Yeshua have an answer to the kasha? So it's not clear. The psak halacha is, however, says about tenura that if someone eats noiser from five karbonis in one state of unawareness, not realizing in the middle of what he did, he's only chayav one chatas. And the fact that it was separate dishes would not make a difference, not to make it any better or to make it any more strict. So, chazing over our Mishnah, another Shaila, Rabbi Akiva asked from Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when they were in the meat market to purchase meat for the great chasen of the Nasisa. Rabbi Akiva asked, what's the din of some of Shechts? Five karbonis outside of the Yazara, not realizing in the middle of what he did, is he chayav one chatas or a separate chatas for each? So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua said we did not hear what the halacha is exactly on this, but Rabbi Yeshua said Even though we didn't hear it beferish, l'chayr we can answer the shaila from the following. Someone ate from one carbon before the zrikas adam, which you're not allowed to do. But he had five separate dishes, each one tasted differently. And again, in the middle, he didn't have what he was doing. It was behelam echon, a one state of unawareness. He's chayv a carbon for each one separately, and that would be a carbon mi'ila for having hana from hegdish. So, if that's true, for one carbon with different dishes, for sure, in your case, where it's separate carbonis, for sure, he should be chayv a separate chatas for each. Amar Rav Shimon said, lo'kach sha'al Rabbi Akiva, that was not the shaila. Because you can't compare the case of Milo, where he's physically having enough from the food, to Shechting, where he doesn't physically have enough from the food. If he physically has enough from the food, there's much more of a sorrow to say he should be chayav a carbon. In that case, Milo, which would be a carbon asham. Rather, says Rav Shimon, this was the shaila. This is the shaila Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. If someone ate five kazesim of noiser from five separate carbonis in one state of unawareness, what's the din? So I have one chatas or a separate chatas. On that, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua answered, we don't have a masara, but Rabbi Yeshua said, I'll tell you a different halacha. Someone eats from one carbon before the zrikas adam, and it was five different dishes. He didn't know in the middle that he did it. It was in one state of not knowing. So he's chayev a carbon on each one separately, a carbon mi'ilah. And l'chayev, it's a kav v'chaymer. If by one carbon with five different dishes, he's chayev separate carbones, for sure if he ate from different carbones. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, look, if you have a halacha, that if someone eats five kazesim of noisif from five different carbones, he's chayv a separate chatas, then I'm a kabbalet. But if you're learning it from a kavachaymer, perhaps I could ask on the kavachaymer. So Yeshua said, go ahead, ask. So Rabbi Akiva did ask. He said, Mila has all kinds of chumrais you don't see in other situations. If I give someone something to eat, which is hegdish, I'm chayv. If I give something, someone to have enough from hegdish, I'm chayv. As if I'm the one that ate it, or I'm the one that had hana. If I would eat by mistake from Hegdish a half a gazayas, and then who knows how long later another half a gazayas we connected to. We don't see that by other Yisurim, not by Neisser. Not by other Yisurim. So Mamel, the fact that by Me'il I'm Chayiv separate Karbonais, that would not necessarily prove what the case is. By someone who eats five kazayasim of Neisser, even though it's from five separate Karbonais.